Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. Now, here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
906, welcome.
In the big old land with countless stars.
What's on your mind? In America.
Happiness ain't.
Telephone 701-271-1100 to call us.
Hard work pays off.
701-271-1100.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
You can text us at 701-237-1590. We're a community still reeling from a shooting of a law enforcement officer, Jake Willeen, 23 years of age. Funeral plans underway. And can't imagine what that poor family is going through. A 23-year-old, you're probably all proud of him. Brand new job, 3 months on the job, working for the police department in Fargo, North Dakota. After serving his country in Afghanistan. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Pretty amazing. Just bought a home. It's awful. It is awful. And I cannot shake the feeling that this just leaves us a little bit of a different community. Were we a different community after Jason Mosier was gunned down in a domestic situation near downtown Fargo? Probably. Although, again, we know, Grand Forks, another example of this, law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way all the time. They've got to go on a domestic call. They've got to go serve a warrant. That's what they do. But this feels a little bit different in that it is pretty obvious that you've got an individual that was targeting carnage and law enforcement. Boom. Shoots one officer, two officers, three officers, a bystander. This is what feels different about it. And we come here from Syria. Very different place than America. Can people come here from Syria and other places around the world for a better life and mean us no harm? Absolutely. But can people come from Syria with a radical ideology meaning to do us harm? Absolutely. Two things can be true at the same time. Anyway, we search for answers still. Law enforcement is, they say, necessarily being tight-lipped about the investigation. Planning, once the investigation is progressed, to share information with everybody. In the meantime, fair amount of speculation. We're doing our best to at least get answers on rumors. True, not true. We have several occasions of two law enforcement sources saying opposite things. So it's a little chaotic right now, so we wait for the official word to learn more. All in due time. That's a bit of my feeling. Welcome yours, Kev. What's your gut telling you today?
My gut is just, my gut is constantly making, is turning just with the prayers and thoughts and well wishes for the officers and their families and all those involved with this thing. Well, I'm a motive guy. You know, what motivates someone to pull a weapon out during a traffic and to specifically target and go after law enforcement and police officers? Well, that's, you know, when you talk about terrorism and jihadists and the jihad, and if, I mean, his name is Muhammad, and if he is Muslim, if he's a radical, you know, purveyor of that religion, well, that would be one of the things that they are instructed to do. When in the West, we are infidels to these people. If you think that somehow 9/11 stopped that war, think again. And we don't know how many of those people are here now. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing, if that is indeed the case. So my gut is telling me that this is much bigger. This may be part of a cell, part of who knows what. Again, who knows who's here? We got millions of people here, and we have no idea who they are.
Fargo, North Dakota.
This should not really surprise you with what's been happening over the last 2.5-3 years at the southern border, that this is now going to start being a thing. My gut tells me this is just the beginning of things like this. We're going to see more and more of these folks that are here, because they are here.
You tell us what you're feeling, how we can be helpful in this. Welcome that as well. 701-271-1100, our telephone number, and you can text us at 701-237-1590. Somebody's just texting in a note saying, this is one of our legislators and what he thinks about the shooting, posted it 10 minutes ago. It's from Tim Mathern, Senator Mathern, Democrat in the legislature, said, quote, Fargo is the most progressive city in North Dakota. As such, it often experiences the best and worst of what the bigger world offers. What does that mean? We're becoming more liberal, so expect some bad stuff to happen? How do you translate that comment? Fargo is the most progressive city in North Dakota. Progressive is a nicer way of saying liberal.
Yes.
As such, it, meaning Fargo, often experiences the best and worst of what the bigger world offers. I don't know. It sounds to me like he's saying, hey, we're the liberal city, and sometimes bad things happen when you're in a big liberal city. I don't know. What do you read out of that?
I think Fargo is seeing growing pains, and the more, you know, progressive, liberal, whatever you want, I don't care what city you look at that's run by people that Chicago, San Francisco, let's go down the list, versus cities that are well run and don't pay attention to, you know, letting people out of prison. I think the numbers speak for themselves.
Texter says it's not just this shooting that has darkened Fargo. Fargo's crime has been on the rise.
Yes.
This summer and just the last month has been horrible. Fargo
yes.
keeps pushing growth by selling itself of having big city amenities and small town feeling and low crime. I'd not recommend anyone move to Fargo these days. We work in Fargo but moved 10 years ago to Glendon because we saw the trend starting then. All right. Appreciate that.
Well, and when it comes to Mr. Barakat and what his motive may be, I've spent a lot of time studying the jihad and the reason that, you know, that the faction of those people of that religion want to kill us all. And they're looking for kidnappings, hijackings, assassinations, suicide bombings, violent struggle to create an overthrow of government. I mean, and in his mind or in their mind, I just can't get away from who's here, where are they? We have no idea. And this is probably not the...
And by the way, although we believe this individual's been here since 2012 on an asylum request from Syria.
All right.
Think about what has poured in.
Well,
of the element you just described over the last
absolutely.
2 years of the Biden administration. Mike in Cass County, somewhere, I guess. Mike, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thank you for letting me dial in. I just want to share a little story with you. I'm really concerned about our reaction to this in our community. My wife and I went on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. We had a wonderful... It was a church-based pilgrimage, and we had a wonderful guide. He was about in his 60s. He was a graduate of the New Mexico University. He owned property in Dallas. He was if the word's right, Americanized a long time ago. Very articulate. But I'll never forget something that he said I don't entirely agree with. He said, we are very naive, meaning Americans. He said, the Muslim religion, the people coming with that, are not coming to America to become an American. They're coming to America to make you Islamic. I reject that every single new immigrant does that. But I do believe there are those that do it. And the challenge I think is going to be for us is we got to be fair. I mean, that's what Americans do. We got to figure out how to sort this out. We can't start just blanketing and blaming people just because of their religion or the color of their skin or the way they talk or the way they dress.
Absolutely.
It's hard, but we got to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially as Christians, right? It's what we're called to do.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, it's too easy to just say, they all come over here to make trouble, and they don't want to be Americans like those Norwegians and Swedes. They just want to convert us over to their religion.
Great.
That's too easy. It isn't easy. This ain't going to be easy.
Thank you, Mike.
Keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
You bet. You're welcome.
Possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summertime means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Our weather, ace weather team of meteorologists tell us things are going to get heated up here, and the rest of July will be above normal. How about that? So it sounds to me like it's time for a super pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 a month, everything included. Number one selling pool in North Dakota since 1997, Splash Super Pool. And, of course, you might want to also think about a hot spring sauna. There's just none better. Period. It's the gold standard. The best of the best. Saunas are great, too. Improve your overall health and wellness performance, or your heart health, your recovery after exercise, flush out the toxins. They've got them all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo. In front of the Grand Cities Mall, Grand Forks, and in Bismarck, too, on the expressway in front of Walmart in Bismarck, if you're that way. John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, is going to check in here in a bit. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner as well. We have an interview that Bonnie Amistadi conducted this morning with the Fargo Fire Chief, which is very interesting on how they're on the scene responding to an accident. Then a shooting breaks out, three law enforcement officers shot, and their quick action as first responders saved two lives. My understanding of the injury to Jake Willeen was that he died instantly. So, but the other officers required immediate help, so I think it's great. We're also going to talk to Fan Bartson. Fan is an entrepreneur and a CEO and co-founder of Unseen, a nonprofit that accelerates the fight against human trafficking and its root causes. Given the box office success of Sound of Freedom, I want to talk about people channeling the frustrations from seeing that movie into doing something about it. So we're going to talk about that today as well. All right, back to the calls and the text here, 701-271-1100. Just an FYI, the local mosque is about five blocks away and empties out every Friday night about the same time everything occurred. Someone there knows who he actually was, more than likely. Now, again, that is 100% rank speculation. But I'll bet it's something that law enforcement has checked out. Was this individual a member? Was in attendance regularly? What are the connections? Everything else. I mean, that's just going to be just basic, simple law enforcement. So we're going to find that out in due time. But I also don't want us to think the mosque empties out every Friday with people leaving to commit jihad. I think they've proven, since this is a extraordinarily, thankfully, rare occurrence, this mass shooting, that we not, as the previous caller said, cast a shadow on everyone that might attend a mosque. That makes sense? That making sense, Kev?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want to, and we don't. You know, I mean, there are thousands, dare I say millions, of Muslim Americans every day that just go through their daily, and they just do their thing. But we have to, whenever we've talked about radical Islam, the key word is radical. So these are people that take the word of the Quran literally to the letter. Kill infidels. I'll go on down the list. So the radical arm of that is real. It hasn't gone anywhere. If this is part of a bigger picture, I'm sure they're finding that out. But
Texter says the screenshot of what Barakat means also shows that Barakat is a form of Barack, as in Barack Obama. Yeah, it's a common name, you know, so it doesn't surprise me. And obviously we know that there's some history there with the president as well. Texter says, here's a novel idea. How about you? Wait until the investigation is done. Then you will learn all that took place instead of driving all the rumor mills and seeing what kind of dark days we're having. We've made it a point to knock down rumors. That's what we've done. So, and we're not reporting anything that we don't have solid law enforcement sources for. So, I think the delay in giving details of what happened and what we know to this point fuels a lot of the rumors. So we're trying to be the responsible ones here to say, it's a rumor. It's just call it that, a rumor, until we hear otherwise. and deal with the facts. But rest assured, we have very good sources, the team of folks that are here in this building, to be able to responsibly report on what's happening while we wait for the official word. But I appreciate the input nonetheless. Thank you. Texture says, it's very easy to find yourself a corny-sounding speculator looking for details. I don't care. Know this, regional law enforcement. We citizens will disagree on things, but here now, we are 100% behind you. We all feel the loss. Sure, they appreciate that. Well said. Well said. Just a theory. Could this have anything to do with the arrest made at the apartment by 32nd Avenue? Okay, I'm trying to remember the apartment at 32nd Avenue. There was a raid at an apartment off of 25th that was, and that's more 25th and, I would say closer to the intersection of 25th and I-94 than 32nd. So I don't remember the apartment incident you're talking about on 32nd or any connection, but if it is, we'll find out later. The apartment that I'm talking about where there was a raid was where Bearcat lived, which was Lumont Village, I think it's called. Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of 25th. Just to the south of I-94. Texture says, does it really matter what type of gun was used? Why was the ATF searching his apartment for several hours? It's smelling like a terrorist attack on law enforcement. Well, it was that. We know enough already to say it was a terrorist attack on law enforcement. No question about it. How would you answer the question, does it really matter what type of gun was used, Kevin?
To me, it does a bit. I mean, if it's a modified, you know, if it's just a modified AR platform or whatever, but what I'm finding out, it's either a bump stock or a binary trigger, which is a binary trigger is a modification on an AR platform that when you pull the trigger, you fire a round. When you let off on the trigger, you fire a round. So it's in and out, in and out, in and out. So you can modify, it's pretty easy modification to so that, you know, every move of your finger in and out is a round expelled. So it's sounding more and more like it was a binary trigger. But again, that would just suggest that this is a guy that knows what he's doing and modified a right. But when the word automatic came out of the mayor's mouth, I was like, okay, that's federal, that's ATF, that's a lot of things that come into play other than someone just putting a binary trigger on his rifle. So that's what red flagged me.
And I would also say it's going to matter to people who think that we need more gun laws rather than enforcing the ones we have.
Yeah, well,
you know, some people
different conversation.
Some people will try and turn this into a question about gun control, but from everything we've been led to believe so far, these guns were illegally acquired. A guy even worked at a place that sells guns. So
lunatic control, not gun.
Yeah, he either bought. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Fire Chief Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Today, I'd suggest some Swedish meatballs. Find those at Harwood PetroServe USA or NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. There also is meatloaf for chipped beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Also known as comfort food here, folks. This is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Chicken pot pie or a hot beef sandwich in Valley City. See? What says home cooking more than country fried steak? You can find that in Glendon. Orange chicken in Yulin, 45th Street pepperoni and macaroni hot dish. Oh, boy. Pepperoni and macaroni hot dish? Are you kidding me? PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Bit of breaking news on the Donald Trump front. Guess not a big surprise, but it's official. Trump is saying federal prosecutors have told his legal team he is a target of their investigation into efforts to undo his loss in the 2020 election. In other words, Donald Trump doesn't have free speech. Isn't that something? Just unbelievable. So,
what are they going to learn?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, what are they just going to learn? No one's paying attention to anything. No one cares.
He gets
stronger with every fake run you take at him.
They think they can just keep pounding away. And at some point he'll go, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Not Donald Trump. But anyway, that's the latest there. Texter says, Mathern's comments seem to indicate he's saying, get used to this. Yeah, I know. Also saying, please take some time to pray for the Fargo PD. Imagine going to work not knowing whether you're coming home. Yeah, that's where I come back to this darkness that I think we need the light. We need to pray. You're absolutely right. No doubt about it. All right, to Bonnie Amistadi, had a chance to catch up with Steve Dirksen, who is the Fargo Fire Chief. And tell us a little bit about the tragic event and also the heroic efforts of firefighters. First question was just basically to walk us through what happened.
What started out as what we would call maybe a routine traffic accident ended up into the tragedy that we saw unfold on Friday. And, our folks ended up right there in the middle of everything.
How many firefighters were on that truck?
We had three on our normal operating practices, three on a fire truck every day. And so they had just gotten back into the truck and were looking for looking to clear out of there and turn the accident scene over to the police officers for their investigation and the tow truck to come. And then
Hell breaks loose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
But, and that's what we were, because that was kind of a little unclear, but some people had asked me, and it's like, I believe that the firefighters happened to be there because of the accident, whether they were tending to injuries or leaking fluids or whatever. Is that correct, Chief?
Yeah, that's a typical response for us with a car accident is, if there's fluids leaking or I can't even remember. I know I read the report, but I can't remember if there was a report of an injury with that accident that they, we would normally go to and assess those things. And even if there were no reports of injuries, our folks, they do a thorough job and they talk to everybody, make sure everybody's doing okay, and
Okay, so three firefighters were present.
Yes.
And we understand, and maybe there's been more since then, your fire truck took at least one round, correct, or more?
It took one for sure, and then they were going through the truck yesterday, and I haven't heard a report back from the mechanics if there were any other things found. There were no visible on the outside that we could see, but our folks did report ricochets and things hitting on the underside of the truck.
And that's not good. I mean, aren't there things on the truck that could explode with a round going into the truck?
Like yes, your tanks?
The air tanks, you know, that would, they could have a catastrophic issue there, but, you know, everything's pretty well contained. You know, it's diesel fuel, so that's not going to just go right up. But, you know, it's a pretty heavy metal truck as well. There's a lot of steel in that truck, so there's a lot of things that they can, you know, a round could bounce off.
Tell us as best as you can, because I know that you've talked to your people, you've talked to your firefighters. There's things to process for anybody that's been involved, whether they were on the scene, Red River Regional Dispatch. Tell us as best as you can what your firefighters told you about the situation and how they are all doing.
Yeah, you know, they described it just like anybody would know. All of a sudden they were there, and then it was just rounds going off, and our, I've seen on different media outlets, our captain was the first one to report the gunshots, had a very good description of the assailant, put that out, you know, was notifying dispatch, we have two officers down, now we have three officers down, the suspect is down, you know, and then as soon as the rounds stopped, as soon as Officer Robinson finished his work,
mm-hmm.
our guys knew it was safe. They bumped out, got their ballistic gear on, because we carry ballistic gear now.
We have
for about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, okay.
We did that after Sandy Hook, and you know, we learned through that people died because they bled out because nobody could get in there quick enough. And our guys came to me, said we want the ballistic gear, so we'll follow the cops, and we're not, you know, obviously we're not going to have guns, but we're willing to, if you get us the gear, we'll go in and start these things. So then their training kicked in, and they got their gear on, they grabbed their medical equipment and went to work, and it was pretty seamless. I mean, it was like the mayor has said, those officers got the best care almost immediately.
Your firefighters saved their lives. Yeah. That's what the mayor says.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure, you know, their work did that. I mean, there was a lot of work along the way, but, you know, they packed the wounds, stopped the bleed. You know, we do a lot of training. We train constantly with our Fargo police, our Cass County Sheriff's Office, well actually the whole metro. We actually have stuff scheduled next month with them for these type of situations. So
and how are your officers doing?
You know, our folks are you know, they're doing well. They're, you know, they're processing it.
Right.
It's you know, Friday night when I talked to them, very difficult.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. Saturday when I called them, talked to them, better. You know, they were, you know, told me they were able to get some sleep and those kind of things and process through that. We've been checking in with them throughout the, you know, the weekend and yesterday. And
so they're off duty currently?
Yeah.
And is there a protocol for that? Or
we don't have a set protocol. We did tell them that they could go home Friday night. And we called back overtime. Just didn't want them processing that. They were able to be part of a debrief over the weekend with other people that responded to the incident. It just so happens that Friday was their last shift day, so then they go on what we call a 4-day off. So they had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so they come back to work tomorrow.
But if they needed extra time off.
If they need something, I told them, if you guys aren't ready to come back on Wednesday, give me a call. We'll make it happen.
And they would have specialists available if they needed that.
Yeah, absolutely. We implemented a program with the fire department this year where all of our folks get the opportunity once a year to do a mental health check-in with a licensed counselor, and so everybody's processing that through on the process of their when they get their annual physicals, because we provide that for all of our folks as well. So that same month that they go get their annual physical, they go get that mental health check, and we've made that available to them as well, and said, here's, if you know these people, these are some great folks to talk to. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had your appointment yet, go talk to them today. Anybody on the department is welcome to do that.
And we all know firefighting is a dangerous job. I mean, especially if you're going into a fire, if you have explosions. Anything in your training or all your years as a firefighter here, Chief Dirksen, that prepares you or you anticipate anything like this possibly happening?
You know, I've been in the fire business for 34 years, and when I got into it in 1989, I never thought in my life about donning a protective ballistic vest or helmet or anything like that. Heck, I was wearing three-quarter coats and pull-up boots. Didn't have the stuff that we have today. Never did I imagine that. But, you know, over time, you know, the stuff that you see in a career, there's trauma. I mean, car accidents. You know, there's other acts of violence that we respond to, and you see those things. And, you know, firefighters have a good way to work with each other. You know, when they're done, they go back to the station, and you process that through with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what one of our guys that was involved on Friday, he had ended up coming back to work on another day because he had lined up a shift trade with somebody, and he just said it felt good to be there because I could talk about it with
right.
people that understand, you know. So that's always a good thing. So they process through and talk about things, and if they need additional help, we definitely will provide that.
Some municipalities and towns have armed their firefighters in the United States. We don't do that here, though.
No. Most of that is at least my awareness of those situations. It's usually through their fire prevention bureau, where they're also a licensed police officer, and so they do the police training and they have arrest powers. That's just how the different laws are written in the different states.
But they're still a fireman.
They're still a firefighter.
Wow.
Yep. And so they do have those abilities. So they, you know, alongside of all of their duties and training for being a firefighter, they also do their post certification like we do here for our law enforcement.
I see Fargo police cars at the fire stations too. And you guys got a good relationship in that respect.
We do. You know, they know that they can stop in and, you know, use the restrooms or whatever it is, stop and take a coffee break. You know, our public safety community here in the Red River Valley, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, we all interact on regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we love to tease each other, you know, cops and firefighters
right.
do that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, in those type of situations like last Friday, we know they got our back, and they know we got them.
Oh, heroes.
That just
100% heroes.
Goosebump stuff.
Steve Dirksen,
yes.
Fargo Fire Fargo Fire Chief, with Bonnie Amistadi and Jeff Left on Bonnie and Friends this morning. So I wanted to share that with you because it's an incredible story what those firefighters did. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning. So, you know, the thing I want to talk about, you know, we don't hear a whole lot about this gal who was also shot, that evidently is kind of a quasi-new arrival to our area, so I'm sure she doesn't have a whole lot of support, you know, as far as friends, coworkers, insurance, whatever, you know, and it's more in relation to all the fundraising that's going on, and, you know, hey, I'm glad to see that, you know, the outpouring, you know, for our officers, and that's all fine and dandy, but you know, I was kind of hoping maybe the media would start picking up the ball and making sure that, you know, this gal actually kind of gets taken care of, too, that she doesn't get swept under the rug, you know, and forgotten about. Because, you know, if she's still in the hospital, you can imagine that the bills are mounting up real fast.
She has been released. We know that now. Her name is Carly Coswick, 25 years of age, moved here 3 months ago from Cohasset, Massachusetts. We have talked to her father. As well, our news team has. So that's what we know. But to your point, John, obviously she and her family members are suffering right along with the two law enforcement officers and their families that are hospitalized as well. So no question about it. And of course we just weep for the Willeen family and what they're having to do right now and preparing to bury a 23-year-old son. You know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt there. You know, like I said, I just wanted to make sure she didn't get forgotten about in all the shuffle. Because, you know, it's like we're all real proud of our law enforcement, our first responders around here. And, you know, hey, as a team, let's make sure she doesn't get left behind.
Yeah, well, you contributed to making sure that happens. And we haven't forgotten her here, that's for sure. Appreciate your call. John Hinderrocker, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment, located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons can help improve your bottom line. If you're a business owner, you're managing a building, you're in charge of the bottom line, and you see a number that spikes because this had to be fixed or that had to be fixed or this broke down or whatever, and then your whole month budget is blown, surprises all over the place, you can end the surprises with a link service from H.A. Thompson & Sons, because what they do is charge you one static price, and then they maintain, they replace, they do all the work. And you know exactly what that price is. And a lot of big companies are doing that. Hundreds and hundreds of buildings are doing that through H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Our weekly chat is up next on What's On Your Mind. And you've probably been reading about us in your newspapers down in the cities versus the other way around. Usually we're reading about, you know, another shooting in Minnesota, but sadly we had a tragic event here Friday. I'm sure you've heard about, John.
Well, I've heard about it for sure. You know, at American Experiment, we've got a full-time policy fellow specialized in public safety and criminal justice. His name is David Zimmer, 33-year veteran of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. He's got a piece on this Fargo shooting at our North Dakota website, AmericanExperimentND.org, and I'd really commend that to our listeners. Just make a couple. You know, we don't know a lot of facts about this yet. The investigation is ongoing, but I think there's a couple of things that we can say. Number one, this is a shocking event to take place in North Dakota. I don't think Fargo or Bismarck or any place in North Dakota has seen this kind of attack before. But it's less shocking across the country. We have seen a major uptick in attacks of all kinds on law enforcement around the country. And it's the direct result of the anti-law enforcement ideology that has come from the left. And a lot of this is in the wake of the George Floyd incident, the whole movement to defund the police, the attacks on law enforcement, the lack of support for law enforcement. We're seeing a lot of consequences of that, but one of them is there's been a real increase in these kinds of attacks on police officers. And it's just shocking and it's terrible. You know, here are these cops responding to a routine traffic accident, going about their business, doing their job, and all of a sudden this guy opens up and starts firing at them. It's shocking, but this kind of thing has increased. And the other thing I would say, Scott, is that, and David Zimmer says this in his piece at American Experiment ND, the response of the people in North Dakota and the authorities in North Dakota has really been kind of refreshing compared to what we see in Minnesota and compared to what we've seen in a lot of places around the country. You know, in Fargo and across North Dakota, there has been an outpouring of support for law enforcement, sympathy for the officers that were shot, especially the young man who was killed, and for their families. It's kind of refreshing. I think it's been 100%, you know, supportive of law enforcement. We don't see that in Minnesota. We don't see that everywhere around the country. And I think similarly, I believe the reaction of the authorities has been, you know, really excellent. There haven't been any leaks. If this thing happened in Minnesota, I can tell you right now, there'd be leaks and counter leaks, you know, and all kinds of stuff in the news that may or may not turn out to be right. There would be demands to see the body cam footage from the police officers in the next 15 minutes. You know, there would be, you know, CARE would get involved, activist groups would get involved, and we'd be hearing about why this is really the police officer's fault, you know. And we're not seeing any of that. You know, the authorities in Fargo and in Bismarck are conducting the investigation. They're doing it in a professional manner. They're not saying anything they don't know. They're not speculating. And I think we can be pretty confident that before too long, you know, that they will have completed the investigation and they'll tell us all what the investigation found. I think we all have our suspicions as to what's going on here and what motivated this shooter. But I really like the kind of professional way in which the North Dakota folks are going about this.
Yeah, very insightful analysis on the difference between the reaction to it. I hadn't thought of that, but you're exactly right. We see none of that craziness we see so often down in the cities, and that, you know, crank up the rage machine and everybody's mad and it's all the cops' fault. And, you know, there's none of that here. There really isn't. So that's a good thing. What do you make of this, shooter being from Syria and here on asylum? You know, at some point I'd like to know everybody that we've said, yeah, you can come here for, you know, you're oppressed where you are and, you know, come on in. You know, what percentage of them are committing crimes? Can we find that anywhere?
I don't think there's any way to find that, Scott. I think there's a lot of people who'd rather we not know the answer to that question. But, you know, everybody who wants to get into this country, including all the folks from Mexico and Central America, they all understand that all you have to do is say, I'm seeking asylum. And if you say those magic words, it puts you on this special track. And, you know, if you say, I'm seeking asylum, well, then it's hands off. You know, they give you a hearing date a year in the future or whatever, which 90% of them never show up for, and they're just released into the United States. I mean, we need a fundamental rethinking of our immigration laws. Number one, we got to start enforcing them. No point having laws if you're not going to enforce them. But number two, we really need to rethink this, and particularly look at asylum and what it's all about. The fact that somebody would be better off in America than where it came from, that applies to about 80% of the world's population. You know, that should not be enough. That should
not
be enough.
At least.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
No kidding. All right, John, thanks a bunch. By the way, the Off the Cliff Tour is happening. Check it out at AmericanExperiment.org for all the details. Up in Bemidji, I saw the other day. Way to go. Keep up the good work. And, of course, American Experiment ND. Hey, Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.